May the love of God the Father and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of us. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is gift of God, not a result of your works, so that no one may boast. As a Lutheran, this month, the month of October, is a historical month, especially this year, as we remember the 500th anniversary of Reformation. This month is a mix from other months and years. Our today's text is the foundation for the Reformation. As you have seen there, by grace we were saved through faith. These are the foundation or the doctrine or the teaching of the Martin Luther when he has started his Reformation. As we know, it was October 31st, 1517, that he posted the 95 Theses on Wittenberg, Germany. So we remember that and in history, and today we are going to see a little bit about what is our Lutheranism and what is when we say about faith. In his doctrine, there are two words in this, what we say, the grace and the faith. In Luther's teaching, we remember the three alones. What is popular with that, it is the three alones. In Latin, what they call it, the solas. Those are the grace alone, faith alone, and the scripture alone. These are his three theological foundations to start the Reformation 500 years ago. When we say salvation by grace through faith, we have to define what is a grace means and what is faith means. In short, we may have a lot of definition for the grace, but in short, what I just want to say is grace is what we do not deserve, but what God has given us. We don't deserve of it because of our sins and our transgressions, but God has given us freely. That's a grace. It is grace because it's not from what we are doing. And the faith is the response or the reaction we do for what God has done for us. This we see especially in the what we call the small gospel, the gospel of John chapter 3 verse 16, that most of us know that verse. It says, "For God so loved the world that he has given his only begotten son, so that whoever believes in him shall inherit eternal life." So there we see God's grace and our reaction. God's grace is because of God's love that he has given us his only begotten son, because of his love. And whoever believes in him will inherit eternal life. So whoever react to that or respond to that. Just to make more description for the grace, I just want to bring another word which goes with grace, that is mercy. Usually we know grace and mercy go together. In definition, when you define them, they have a kind of opposite meaning, but they go together. Because, as I've said, grace is what we don't deserve, but what God has given us. Mercy, in definition, it is the opposite. Mercy is what we deserve, but what God did not give us. It is the opposite. We don't deserve grace because of our sins, but God gave us his grace. That is because it is grace. And mercy is, since we are sinners, we deserve God's judgment and God's punishment, but God did not put on us the punishment and the judgment because of his mercy. And so maybe this we can see on the picture, kind of a picture on Jesus' crucifixion. When we, if you bring the crucifixion of Jesus on the cross, we see these two definitions, the grace and the mercy. We see the grace of God, which is given for us, that his love and his mercy. And also, as I've said, we see also God's mercy, because God took our punishment from us and put on Jesus, the poor, the holy, on the Holy One. And he brought Jesus' holiness and his holiness and his purity on us. It's a kind of trade-in. So the grace and the mercy work on that way. It's not our text, but to more describe about this grace and the mercy, I just want to take the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, verse 29 through 37, which speaks about the Good Samaritan. We know about the narrative. And in that narrative, I just took out 3 points on that, what Jesus told in parable. He talks about the man. The first point is that man, he is traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. This has a deep theological meaning, because Jerusalem is the holy city. It is the city of God. It is the land of the promise. So this man is traveling from the holy city to Jericho. Jericho is signify the sinful city, the pagan city. We know that in the history of Israelites, when they traveled in the wilderness, when they come across the Jericho, God told them through Moses not to take anything out of Jericho, because of it is the cursed land. If you remember, one family, they took one stuff from Jericho and the earth was open and they were buried then. The God's judgment came upon them because it is the land of curse. So this man, he is traveling from the promised land to the cursed land, the first point. The second point, this man was robbed, or just he was beaten by the robbers, the killers, the evildoers. That's the second point. And the third point, they left him between death and life. From Jerusalem to Jericho, he was beaten by the devils or the evildoers, and they left him between death and life. This is exactly similar to the Genesis history about the fall, when Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God. When they were living in the Eden Garden, they were free to do everything because they were in the promised land, in the land where God gave them and where they met God. But when they deceived by the devil, the deceiver, they also, God took them out of the Garden of Eden, from the holy place, from the promised land, to the cursed land, to the earth. And the same thing, they were deceived by the devil, and they were experiencing death. They came from life to death. As long as they live in the Garden of Eden, of course there is death, but death will not active on them. As soon as they eat that tree, the days become active on them. Maybe to speak in this modern language, they activated this. It is already there. As long as they live with God's commandment, they are free to do everything. But as soon as they eat, days activated on them. So they just started practicing days. So, With the story with the Good Samaritan and Adam and Eve is the same. But the point I just want to focus on is what the Good Samaritan has did. He also did 3 things. The first thing he did was he came down from his donkey and to the place where this wounded person was laid down. He came from his place, from his where he was sitting, and to the place where somebody is getting wounded and bleeding. And when he came there, he just healed his wounds. He put oil on that, and he healed his wounds. And then he took him and put on his donkey and took him to the close by inn. And the third point is, he paid everything what is needed for that person. And even he said to the innkeeper, even do everything for him and I will pay you back when I come back. And finally, Jesus on Luke chapter 10, verse 37, he asked, after he told them this parable, he asked the crowd, the Pharisees, one question. Who is a good neighborhood for this man? And all of them said, the man who showed him mercy. So here is the word mercy came here. Because when we see that, it is a deep secret that sometimes some Christians say interpret this gospel of Luke chapter 10 in a wrong way. They considered the Good Samaritan as a Christian, but it's not. Because we are not as good as that Good Samaritan. We are not a Good Samaritan. We are the person who were attacked by the robbers. We are the person who just laid down, who came out from the promised land, going down to the cursed land. We are the person who were attacked by the robbers, the killers, the deceiver, the devil. We are the one who just lay down and waiting for someone who will help us. So we are not a good Samaritan. We are the person who just lay down there. So our good Samaritan is the Christ, who came down from his glory and came down to the place where we are, just lay down there between death and life, seeking somebody to help us. And he came and he healed all our wounds, putting on his blood. And he took us from there and put to the right hand of the God the Father in his glory. And he is the one who paid all our debts for our sins. He is the one, our good Samaritan. That's why Jesus asked, who is a good neighborhood for this man? And they said, the one who showed him mercy. He is the one who has showed us his mercy, who paid all our debts, who sacrificed all our sacrifices. That's why it is only through his grace that we saved by faith. That's why we say it is by God's grace. We have done nothing. We just lay down. Even we don't see in the Bible that the man, even he didn't call for coal, he just lay down. But that good Samaritan, when he saw him, he did showed him mercy. So that's why we remember that it is by grace, it's not by our good works. We have nothing to boast about that. Even though we are Lutherans, we know that it is through our Lord Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his life for us and who brought us by for his glory. Praise God for that. And let's pray about this. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for your goodness and mercy. Help us to remember always that it is through you, and help us to give you glory and honor, always remembering your goodness and mercy. We pray all in our holy name. Amen.